talking about any of that, or what we're objecting to is having fun at the expense of another creature. And like that, I can't imagine.
Well, it's not fun, it's stupid. If you've got a burger gun up and you shoot it dead, it's food, your food, that's your food.
That's not what people go shooting
for. Yes, it is.
No, not for pheasant shoots, no.
Well, that's rubbish.
And not for...
I've done it, I'm 70. I'm 71 now, and I've done it since I was 14.
Well, you might do.
You're a
country
man though, aren't you? So, I mean, you might be
no,
village country.
I was born in Southampton. You know, I lived in towns most of it.
Okay, okay.
But they're not eating them. They're not. When they produce the animals, if they want to have fun with them, they let them out. They let them free and they shoot them. And their fun is shooting an animal and having fun at the expense of the animal.
No, it's their skill in shooting the animal. And then they eat it. They don't throw it away. They eat it.
Yeah.
And they sell it to shops.
I don't think many of them do. Not we don't even hate it. Not 27 million, and that if you want to look that up.
27 million are not shot. 27 million.
Yeah, I agree there.
Go to predestination.
Yeah.
Say a third of that then. We'll say a third of that gets shot. The rest
but they're not. They're not eaten. I mean, one or two might be. I mean, when Ian Botham said because he has shoots on his land, and he said he came out. It was a couple of years ago, and he said. We have shoots on my land. All this pheasant meat goes to waste. I'm going to put it in pies and give it to the poor. And people objected to that.
Yeah.
But the point was,
he said, I agree.
But his point was that it was going to waste, and that was one of the biggest shoots around.
Yeah, but
it was going to waste.
He could have sold it to the.
I don't know, it's lead shot, I suppose, isn't it? Is health and safety issues, possibly.
People don't. You don't see pheasant for sale in Tesco's or Asda.
You do.
You don't.
They're always pre-ready.
Not in the quantities.
The old days when you were hanging outside the butcher, you don't see, but I mean, they still sell it in Sainsbury's.
I'm not saying some people don't, but I'm sure some people do, because a pheasant and a grouse is edible.
The thing is, what you've got to remember, because we're at the top of the food chain, there's nothing to regulate. Wild animal, deer.
Yeah, I agree. But then why bring in 27 million non-native birds?
Well, that's
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
If your argument is they don't predate themselves or whatever, then don't bring them in.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you didn't bring them in, they'd die out. But then like you just said you wouldn't see them, so but you're not worried about that.
No, I'm not worried about that. No, because I'd rather they were happy.
But what
you
got to remember
cruel.
Is you've also got to remember that with. magpies, crows, and that are have all the eggs and that, you know. So if you don't control their numbers, I'm not talking about killing every magpie you see and all this kind of thing. You know, you've got to get the numbers right, and with the deer and wild boar, you know.
Who tells you, or do most gamekeepers know when enough's enough?
Of course they do. You know, they do. Hmm. You know, because they can see the sick ones, they can see the sick ones, the old ones that need culling. I mean, Paul McCartney, well, he got a big estate, and he had deer on there, kept adding to them and adding to them, and somebody, there's a waterway close to there, and somebody's looking at them. One of them was a vet, and a lot of these deer were in very bad shape, you know. So the vet got on to something, they got on to Paul McCartney's estate and said, you know, that these deer. And he said, well, he don't want anything done. So he was forced to have it done. And they were just short of taking them to the RSPCA. And the deer Society worked out behind closed doors with him how they were going to control it and the drugs, to keep
Well, that's one thing, but that's not doing it for fun. And fox hunting, which is actually what we're talking about now.
It's not for fun.
Fox hunting is absolutely for fun.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
No, it's not. The fox.
No, you're telling me black is white if you're telling me that.
The fox hunting, the horse, the skill of the horse rider, they're racing.
Well, why are they doing it if they're not enjoying themselves?
Well, because they're riding the horses.
But that's enjoying themselves, then.
I mean, and the hounds are
They are doing it for fun.
And the hounds are following a trail.
But then they are doing it for fun.
Yeah, but, all right then, so...
It's a natural thing for hounds to follow a scent, but they've had 15 years, I believe, 15 years to change tact, really, and follow a proper trail.
But they're still doing it for fun. If they're claiming now that they're trail hunting and they're still doing it, then of course they're doing it for fun.
Yeah, but the law also said, I don't know if you've read it word for word.
I have read it word for word.
The law
every
actually
one of
says
it.
If a fox does break, and hounds are following this scent that was laid, and the hounds divert to the fox. There's nothing you can do. They try and call them off.
Oh, they've got an amazing skill at recall. They can stop hounds doing whatever they like. So I don't believe that at all.
Well, I've been on loads of, you know.
Well, then they shouldn't be out with dogs that they can't control.
Well, I'll tell you what, you'd never see a better controlled dog than a foxhound.
So you just said that they weren't controlled.
Yeah, but when they're in flight like that, close to a fox, you know.
So are they controlled or are they not controlled?
Well,
you said they were, then you said they weren't.
No, they are in control.
And then you said they were again.
If you see the hound, the bloke that's in charge of the hounds, he's here, and he's got about 30 dogs, and you'll see none of them go past here. Right, and you know.
Is that why they send them on? They stand back, set them on.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Hold the horse back, let them go, and... But
the other thing is, so you're not worried about the fox being killed then?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
But you're still allowed to shoot them?
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's a good clean death, obviously, and not somebody just taking pot shots.
Well, this is what I'm going to say. If for some reason somebody takes a shot at a fox in the wind gun like that from nowhere and he's wounded, he goes down the hole, he dies a slow death.
They did
with
a study in Wales, actually, about that.
As soon
that.
As they get hold of the fox, 2 seconds is dead.
They usually get
to I think there was a study done about that. And there was a study done about that. And the Countryside Alliance, who claimed that they gave out some sort of figure that so many foxes were shot at and missed.
Yeah.
The people they actually chose to do that study were people who were untrained marksmen.
Oh.
And in other countries, in many other countries, Denmark, Norway, Germany, anyone with a gun has to go on a course and has to be a good marksman.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, and also it's not the tearing apart that is illegal, but it's the pursuit that's illegal. You cannot chase fox with any number of dogs. It's illegal.
Yeah. Well, you can do two. You're allowed two.
Yes.
You're allowed two.
If you're flashing them to guns, but if you can't, the pursuit after that, the pursuit of that can only be a matter of yards. It shouldn't be across two or three fields or 11 miles.
You know, and then you'll go home tonight and you'll think, oh, it's a wildlife programme. I'll sit and watch this in the tigers and that chasing animals. And
they're doing it for food.
They're doing it to survive.
Yeah, but it's animals. They don't know the difference.
No, they survive though. They don't get somebody being like, oh, we'll go and get a few followers to pay in a subscription. They'll do it to eat.
Nowhere,
feed their families.
Yes, nowhere in nature is there so many people, such a huge group of people and a huge group of animals after one. Nowhere in nature.
Oh.
A pride of lions. The females, 5 maybe, maximum. But in the fox hunting world, you've got 30 hounds. Possibly might be a couple more. You've got, 50 riders.
Yeah.
You've got all this support, shouting and yelling. That's
clogging up roads.
Yes, that's not right. That is morally wrong.
Well,
morally wrong, I'm afraid.
I've seen that they were killed by hounds and shot and injured.
I think that's
not that
bad.
Foxes do actually damage to livestock or property or anything.
Turn out to a farmer.
Well, you'd be surprised actually. We've got quite a few farmer followers, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Plus, they eat rabbits.
Excuse me, sorry,
Yeah, the foxes eat rabbits, and then you say you go out and shoot rabbits. Let the fox do it. That's what's natural.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
I think we won, don't you? What an illogical argument, wasn't it? He got it completely arse-wise, didn't he? I've done these from the other side. Not this bit, that bit there, so that they must have front doors from the other side. See, that's how freaking
what on earth happened there?
Oh, it's just screwed on.
Oh, trust me. What's that say? Oh, it's the wrong way around.